Our series here on Hilchos Shabbos, the quick guide to Hilchos Shabbos. So last time we discussed, if you remember, before Zman ended, we discussed the very important sugyas of Bishul Acher Bishul and Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul or Im Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. We basically decide and we paskin that we hold Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. In general, we say that there is no Bishul Acher Bishul. Once something has been cooked, you're allowed to basically re-cook it on Shabbos. You have boiled chicken, you could put a piece of cold boiled chicken back into your hot soup on Shabbos, because there's no problem, because it's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, which leads very directly into tonight's topic of Bishul Achar Tzli. So, we all know that the Korban Pesach and Matzah all both have to be baked or barbecued, depending on whether it's the Korban Pesach or Matzah. Okay, we should know, even though when we talk about cooking in general, in English we say cooking, it could be all different types of cooking. But for our purposes, we have to understand there are different types of cooking. Okay, there's cooking, and there's frying, and there's baking, and there's roasting. Okay, so we are going to differentiate right now between cooking and roasting. Cooking is when you cook through a liquid medium. You cook chicken soup in a pot, that is cooking. Okay, you boil water, that is cooking. Okay, anytime there's a liquid that is being cooked, that is cooking. Frying or baking is cooking through the use of just heat. Okay, a barbecue, frying, that is what we call tzli. So we have bishul and we have tzli. Tzli is roasting. Roasting is on a fire. So we all know that the Korban Pesach has to be roasted. We'll get to other things in a go. What? We'll get to frying. Hold on. Okay, bishul and tzli. Tzli is roasting, and that the Korban Pesach, we all know, has to be roasted over a fire. It is not allowed to be cooked. Al tavashlema, nah. The same thing with matzah. Matzah has to be baked. It is not allowed to be cooked. Okay, now, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph tells us that even if the Korban Pesach or matzah is first baked or roasted, and then it is cooked afterwards, it is no longer Korban Pesach, it is no longer matzah. Okay? It loses its status of matzah. From over here, Rabbi Lazar Mimetz wrote the Sefer Yerayim, Paskins Halach L'maisa. Based on this, we see from over here that although we say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, however, if you would roast after cooking, we would say Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli, or Yesh Tzli Achar Bishul, because we see over here, even though the Korban Pesach is roasted already, even though the matzah has been baked, nevertheless, once you go ahead and cook it, it gets rid of the original status of being roasted, and is no longer considered roasted anymore, and therefore, we see the status changes. So too over here, the Urim applies this by Hilchos Shabbos. If you have something that has been cooked already, and now you go ahead and cook it in a different fashion by roasting it, by just cooking it over fire, that would be a problem of Bishul D'oraisa. So even though we paskin Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, we paskin according, at least according to the Yerayim, Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli. Okay? Within this first sheet of the Yerayim, we'll see that some Rishonim disagree with the Yerayim. Within the sheet of the Yerayim, there's a machlokas on how to understand the Yerayim. Not really how to understand the Yerayim. The Yerayim himself writes that if you take something that was roasted and you put it now into hot water, whether it's in a kli rishon or even in a kli sheni, it would still be a problem of bishul achar tzli. Okay, when the Torah brings down the sheet of the Yerayim, he seems to take on that perhaps we could say yesh bishul achar tzli. However, we're only going to say bishul achar tzli in a kli rishon and not in a kli sheni. Okay, so that's the machlokas even within this first shita. And we hold yesh bishul achar tzli, is it only in a kli rishon? Okay, whether the kli rishon is on the fire or not on the fire, or even in a kli sheni, we will be machver to say yesh bishul achar tzli. That's all within the shita that holds yesh bishul achar tzli. Nav Yezri, the Rav Yah, disagree with the shita of the Urayim. The Rav Yah brings down the sheet of the Urim and he disagrees. And he says, only we see by matzah, as the Gemara in Brachos tells us, that matzah has a specific value to it, that you need tam matzah b'fiv. You need specific tam matzah, and tam matzah is only baked matzah. Okay, therefore, after you've cooked it, it's lost its tam matzah. And therefore, the Rav Yoh says, cooking after frying, or sorry, cooking after baking, is only going to lose its baking, only by matzah and the Korban Pesach, perhaps, not by Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, the Rav Yoh wants to bring a raya from the Gemara and Brachos, that we do not say, Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli by Shabbos. We would leave it in Hilchos Pesach over there, not by Hilchos Shabbos. So we have this grand machlokes between the Rav Yoh and the Yerayim. Do we say Bishul Achar Tzli, or do we not say Bishul Achar Tzli? The nafka mina will be, we'll discuss, this in the Hemshech, just to flesh out why you see this is very, very halach l'maisa. Can you take your challah on Shabbos and dip it into your chicken soup? Would you be able to dip your challah into your chicken soup on Shabbos? Challah is baked. Your chicken soup is a form of cooking. And when I dip my challah today, now I'm cooking something that has already been baked. Would this be permissible to do on Shabbos? Can I take a piece of boiled chicken? Can I warm it up on my hot plate on Shabbos? Boiled chicken is cooked. Hot plate is cooking with fire. Okay, it's warm with fire brands, but it's a form of cooking on a fire. Would this be permissible on Shabbos? So just to throw out a couple of napkins, there are many, many other napkaminas that comes out of this machlokas in the Rishon. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So if you open up your sheets, I have it brought in front of you, the photocopy of the Shulchan Aruch. You look at the Shulchan Aruch, basically we have two shitas that really turn into three shitas, right? We have the shita, 1A and 1B, that holds Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli, and that, we saw, is Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli only in a Kli Rishon, or even in a Kli Sheni, so those are two possibilities. And we have the third shita that holds that there's no Bishul Achar Tzli at all. So if you look in Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sif Hei, Paskin the Machaber, looking very carefully, Yesh Misha Omer, D'davar Shenefo Nitzla, something that has been baked, or roasted, Im Bishlu Acher Kach B'mashka, if you would then cook it in some type of liquid, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul, V'Aser Litein Pas, Afilu B'Klisheni Shayat Saletispo. So the first day over here in the Shulchan Aruch, he is clearly saying the day of the Yoreim that holds Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli, but not only Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli, but even in what? Even in a Klisheni. It's the most machmer shita, is the first day that is brought down over here in the Shulchan Aruch, the shita of the Rav Yoh, that to dip my challah even into a Klisheni, that would absolutely be usur. However, he adds in three more words, or two more words, V'yesh matirin, and then he brings down a Yesh matirin. Okay, so just before we explain who this Yesh Matirin is, to go after the laws of how do we paskin when you have two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. So the way that we normally paskin is like this. If it's a Stam opinion in the Yesh Omrim, if he just brings the halacha, the Stam, and then he says the Yesh Omrim, the halacha is like the Stam. But that's not what we have over here. We have Yesh Misha Omer, the Yesh Matirin. That's called a Yesh Omrim and a Yesh Omrim. You have two Deyas that are brought down, Yesh Omrim this and Yesh Omrim that. The halacha is, when you have two Yesh Omrims in a machaber, the halacha is like the Yesh Omrim Basra. Okay? So over here, what would the machaber be passing like? He'd be passing Lakula like the Yesh Matiri. The Shaila only is, what's the question we have to ask ourselves in the machaber? Who's this Yesh Matirin? Is the Yesh Matirin the Deya of the tour who held that wrote Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, but he's just disagreeing with the Yerayim in terms of Kli Sheni, but Kli Rishon would still be Usur? Or is this the most makel opinion, the Rav Yoh, that he says that disagrees with the whole topic altogether, and he holds Ein Bishul Achar Tzli, just like Ein Bishul Achar Bishul? Okay, either one can be read in the Sheet of the Mechaber. So if you look closely, the Ramah seems to choose sides. Okay, the Ramah says, if you read the first couple of words with the end of the Mechaber, what does he say? V'yesh matirin b'kli sheni. Those are a mekel b'kli sheni. It seems to be that the Ramah understood that the mekel sheet in the Mechaber is not the greatest kula in the world. It's not the sheet of the Rav Yoh. It's the sheet of the Tor, who's mekel by kli sheni, that you could dip your challah into your bowl of chicken soup. However, to take your challah and put it into the pot of chicken soup, it's in the pot, that would still be usur, because you can't do it in a kli rishon. However, that is the shita of the Ramah. However, it is unclear if the Ramah was really saying specifically that this is the sheet of the Mechaber, without getting into why, I think that and it'll take us a little bit too long to prove that. However, if you look at the Beis Yosef, it's a little difficult to say that the second sheet over here is the sheet of the Tor. Why? Because we look out through the Beis Yosef, which you all know the Beis Yosef is the magnum opus of the Rav Yosef Karo, and that is where he really states a lot of his opinions over there in the Mechaber, and the Shulchan Aruch is just the cliff notes, it's just the footnotes of how he passes the Lach L'maisa. And over there in the Beis Yosef, he goes Arichos, explaining the second Shita, the Shita of the Rav Yah. Most of the pieces of the Beis Yosef are discussing that Shita, and it seems to be he leans like that Shita in the Beis Yosef. And therefore, Rav Avadya Yosef, quoted in many different places, Rav Avadya Yosef paskin alach lamaisa, that the Shita, the second Shita over here in the Mechaber, is the Yesh Matirin, is the Shita of the Rav Yah, that is Mekel Lagamri, that Ein Bishol Achar Tzli. According to this, he is passing Halacha L'maisa, and this is how Rav Avadya passes for Svardim. Halacha L'maisa, you don't have to worry about dipping the Chala in the Kli Sheni, you don't have to worry about dipping the Chala in the Kli Rishon, everything is going to be Mutter within the Shita of the Mechaber, because he's passing the second Deah, which is the Shita of the Rav Yah. Good so far? Clear? That would be the Pesach of the you go on though. If you open up the Ramah though, look back inside. After he says the Kli Sheni, and then he says, Yesh makilin afilu b'kli rishon. There are those who are makel even b'kli rishon. That's the sheet of the Rav Yah for sure. However, how do we paskin? V'nagu lizayir l'chatchila shelo litein pasa filu b'kli sheni. We are knowing, the Ashkenazim are knowing, lizayir l'chatchila, not to dip even into a kli sheni, not to put things that are baked or roasted even into a kli sheni. Kol zman shayatza letisbo. So long as it's Yad Seledis Bo, I am not allowed to put it into these things. So the Shita of the Ramah, and therefore the Ashkenazim go along with the Shita, is to be Machmir, at least on the Lechatchila level, like the Shita of the Rav Yah. Sorry, like the Shita of the Uram, not to put even into a Kli Sheni. Okay, that's the Psak of the Ashkenazim. We should know that for sure, Bidiyavin, what if someone does it, doesn't know the Lacha, he goes ahead and does this. Would this aser the food? Would this aser the food be the Evan? So basically, go back to our first year that we learned the klolim over here. We all know that if there's a shita that holds something as mutter lechatchila, we can rely on it on a bidiyavid level. So over here, if someone doesn't know the lacha and he goes ahead and takes the challah, cut up the challah, and he throws it into the pot of chicken soup that's sitting on the blech, didn't do the right thing. Okay, it's not a bad thing. However, nevertheless, it's not going to aser the bread. It's not going to aser the chicken soup. And it'll be mutter to go ahead and eat this food even for Ashkenaz. Now, going to our Lamaisa Shalina. So, to take a cracker, put in your chicken soup, is this mutter? To take your challah, put in your chicken soup, so l'chora. So now we have a shalas like this. In a Kli Rishon, definitely aser. In a Kli Sheni, Ashkenazim are also machmer. The Shaila is, though, when we get our bowl of chicken soup, what's that considered? That's already usually a Kli Shlishi. For sure, here in Yeshiva, you definitely, it's already in a Kli Shlishi. Why? Because they have the big chicken soup pot, and then they put it into the serving dishes, Kli Sheni, and then you take it for the serving dish, and you put it into your own private bowl. That's for sure a Kli Shlishi. We are not discussing right now the halachas of really Kli Shlishi. We'll get to that later on. But over here, within the halachas of Bishol Acher Tzli, and Tzli Acher Bishol, the Mishnah Berurah, and Siv Katan Mem Zayin and Mem Hei, the Farish, quoting the Sheet of the Prima Gadim, holds, by Bishol Acher Tzli, since this is all a Chumrah altogether, we have Sheetas that are Mekel Lagamre, one for sure can be Mekel by a Kli Shlishi. So that even though you can't dip your challah into a Kli Rishon, you can't dip your challah into a Kli Sheni, but into a Kli Shlishi is going to be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says that, b'shem, the Prima Gadim. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds in one more very important thing, because that's good for us Yeshiva Bachur, who have it automatically in a Kli Shlishi. But you're going to go back home. And you go back home, is your bowl of chicken soup a Kli Sheni or a Kli Shlishi? What's do you think? Generally, your mom has a chicken soup pot, and then it is ladled into your pot bowl of soup. Is that now a Kli Sheni or a Kli Shlishi? The suffix is, what is the ladle considered? Is the ladle a secondary kli, and therefore now it's transferred to the bowl, it becomes a kli shlishi? Or do we say, since the ladle is being placed into the kli rishon, the ladle itself also has the status of a kli rishon, and therefore, when you put it into the bowl, it's now kli sheni? And if that would be the case, it would be usher to dip my bread into the bowl of chicken soup. So that is a very, very important shalom. By the way, would be the same thing if you have baked croutons. If you would have baked croutons, okay? Many, many of the store-bought croutons are going to be fried. We'll see later on. There'll be more room to be made, but if you have croutons that are baked, it would be the same shiloh over here. Can you put the croutons into the soup if they were baked croutons? What's halacha l'maisa? The Mishnah Berurah says, l'maisa, this ladle shiloh is a major machlokas in the Achronim. There's a Taz in Yoredeya they discuss in Hilchos Basar V'Cholov. Is the ladle considered kli sheni? Is the ladle still considered kli rishon? L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, in our shiloh, one could be makel. One could rely that the ladle is already considered a kli sheni, and therefore your bowl is considered a kli shlishi, and therefore, halach l'maisa, in most cases, so long as your bowl that you're eating from the chicken soup is not a cliche that you didn't take your bowl and let's say dip it into the chicken soup pot and take out the chicken soup. Okay, you might have burned your hand also while doing that. But as long as you've not done that, as long as it's really a cliche, either because it's been put in a serving dish or because it's been ladled out, one could pass an halacha l'maisa that it is mutter to go ahead and have his bread dipped into his chicken soup. We are makel by cliche, and we are makel over here in this shiloh by dipping the bread into this thing. We will take a break and we'll take a couple of questions right now.